and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy and righteous name. You are worthy, Lord, of all praise. And we give our voices. We lift them up unto you and say, holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, Father, that you are the God of all creation. We glorify you, Father, for every prayer partner on this call this morning. We thank you, Father, that their hearts and their minds are seeking you this morning, Lord God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for these blessed women of God who open up these doors, Lord God, for all of us to come in together and join hand in hand and heart to heart from coast to coast, from border to border, to uplift the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for blessing your people, blessing everyone in their households, Lord God, blessing their communities, blessing their cities, oh God. And we thank you, Father, but even through the trials, the tribulations, the turmoils that may go through different cities, Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you've still there. You're still there, Father, because you said, I am the God of all creation. And Lord, as we seek your face and honor you in everything, we know, Father, that you have everything in control. We look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, Lord, to say thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our children's children. Thank you, Father, that we have a heart to seek you, Lord God. Thank you that you're drawing your people to you, oh God. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you open these hearts, Lord God, that we all receive what you have for us today as we go forth, giving your name the glory, giving your name the praise in every given situation. We thank you, Father, for the person that's going to come forth with your word this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you have on his or her heart this very hour, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that we your people who are called by your name will humble ourselves before you, bless your name, and give you the glory in everything that we're doing. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, artist family. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing this day and forevermore. We give it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And amen. Well, TMC family, I say thank you for being here again today, and I glorify God for each and every one of you. Now I'll turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise God for you, and good morning to you. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for greeting and feeding God's children with such Jesus joy. I love that tag. I do know for me and for my household, every praise belongs to God. So good morning, TMC family. This is LaShawn out here in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus joy and with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call. And what's so amazing about this telecommunication sanctuary is that we have been here through the grace and mercy of God since October 25th, 2010, which means that this call has been ministering unto the masses uninterrupted since then. And we want to give every praise to God for that blessing. And if this is your first time on the call, we encourage you to not only come back to the call to be blessed, but to bring a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, a family member, somebody, bring them with you. Let them get the blessings of the Lord as well. And we trust that God will bless you for doing so. And for our family members that have been joining us and coming back again on the line, we want to say thank you so much for saying yes to the Master and joining us on this call. So this morning is a blessed morning because we have another opportunity to say thank you and give praise unto God. And we want to say thank you for Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle. And we also want to say thank you to Dr. PK, Ms. Super Fantastic, for saying yes to the Master and following this call the way God ordained it to be. God has given them a scripture reference for us to stand on, and that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer, as you heard that anointing, powerful prayer that Minister Brenda gave. And at the end of the call, we close in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we trust and know that when the prayers go up, God's mighty blessings come down, and we are able to manifest and be blessed because of that. We also know that God has given a mission statement for this call, and anything that is done with decency and order through God has a mission and a vision, and that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I don't know about you, but every time I'm on this call or hear a playback from this call, I am definitely enriched, empowered, and enhanced through the strength of the Holy Ghost. So we praise God for these mighty women of God saying yes to this call and following the mandate. And this call is Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, at 5 o'clock out there in the West Coast. And we encourage you to call in a few minutes early so you can fellowship and let us know who you are and where you're calling from and share a little bit about what God is doing in your life. And on Fridays, we invite you to stay on the call after and give us your testimonies, your prayer requests, as well as your praise report, because that it was a mandate that God has given Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, so we can know how we can stand in the gap and pray for you and celebrate for you all the things that God is doing in your life. So again, go to www.themasterscall.net, not .com, .net, and that way you can find out more about the Master's Call, more about the anointed speakers that are on this call, and how you too can be involved with the Master's Call. We are calling greeters from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we are also calling those who were called by God to give his word through a message in the morning. So if God is tugging on you and telling you that it's time for you to bring his word, my brothers and my sisters, we truly invite you to do so. You can also email us your prayer requests and your testimonies and your praise reports by emailing us at info@themasterscall.net. And there, our prayer general, Minister Robin, or Dr. Vanessa, will get back to you as soon as possible and let you know, thus saith the Lord. Now, immediately following this call is the MMC call, which is the morning motivational call. It was visioned by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and this call is headed by dynamic leaders. I'm telling you, entrepreneurs, mommypreneurs, people who are moving and grooving for Christ, but also teaching you how to amplify your voice as it relates to your business. So I encourage you to dial 530-881-1300 immediately after this call. Again, that's 530-881-1300, and use the access code 539-598-pound. Again, that's 539-598-pound. And you too will be motivated to amplify your voice as it relates to your business. Well, there are so many more things I want to say, but right now it is preaching time, and I am so excited to hear what the Lord has given to Evangelist Wanda this morning. Now, Evangelist Wanda Walker accepted her Lord and personal Savior in 1984 at the Sunrise Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Elder Jerome Lowry, the senior pastor of this church. She was later filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After her spiritual conversion in 1984, the Lord had another plan for her. And 3 years later, the Lord led Evangelist Wanda to the Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church under the tutelage of Apostle Russell Hinton in Chicago, Illinois. Evangelist Wanda received her ministerial license in the early 90s, and she has the anointing to preach, teach, and help hurting women who have suffered through abuse. There are so many awesome and wonderful things I could say about Minister Wanda, but one thing I want to let you know, that not only is she kind and beautiful in spirit, but she loves the Lord with all her heart, and she wants to reach the masses through the Word of God. So without further ado, I am presenting to some and introducing to others, none none other than Evangelist Wanda. And if you want to know more about her, go to www.themasterscall.net. Are you there, Evangelist Wanda?
I am.
God bless you, too. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for your tag. And thank you, my sister. I just thank God for all of you. Thank God, first of all, for who he is in my life. I just really love the Lord, truly, with all my heart. He is so good. And I give honor to Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank God for you. Thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank God for y'all answering the call. God is awesome, and I just want him to bless you all tremendously and grant you all the desires of your heart. I praise and thank him for it happening now, and I celebrate you all's future. And I thank God for my sisters and my brothers on this call. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just come to you to say, first of all, we thank you for waking us up, and we thank you, Father, for bringing us together for such a time as this. And we just want you to know that we love you, we appreciate you, and we always will continuously lift you on high. Now, Father, I want to decrease, but you increase. Have thine own way. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your people, and I will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Well, my TMC family that I love, let's go to the Word of God. We're going to go to 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind." Let's go to Luke 10:19, where he said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the scorpion, the serpent, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you." Acts 1:8, when he says, he said that, "But ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Hallelujah. Who gave his only begotten Son, which, glory be to God, well, you know the scripture. Y'all familiar with the scripture. I'm going to go ahead and read it again. Okay. 3 John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Let's go to 15:13, where he said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend." Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:4, and I know you're going to have to write the scriptures down, but so we can keep moving. But God is so good. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth." 7, "Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." And 8a, "Love never fails." Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:3, and it reads, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, 10:3, It says, hallelujah, the devil is a liar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, we're going to start it. It's 2 Corinthians, 10 verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord in Isaiah 26:3 when he said he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And the title of this message is Let's Face Our Fears Fearlessly. Fear, a feeling of reverence, awe, and respect, or an unpleasant emotion caused by a sense of danger. Anxiety or dread, regard, with awe, uneasiness or concern, or be afraid. Fear may be directed toward God or man. It's either healthy or harmful. Number one, a healthy fear is a reverence or respect. Our children ought to respect their parents. Leviticus 19:3, the wives are to respect their husbands. Ephesians 5:33, slaves are to respect their masters. Ephesians 6:5, and scriptures declares the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, Proverbs 1:7, and the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10. And we know that Cornelius and his family feared the Lord. And that's what God, that's the good fear, that's the healthy fear. We ought to fear the Lord. We ought to reverence him. We ought to regard him. We ought to lift him on high. We ought to honor him. Hallelujah. And the second fear is the harmful fear. It's a sense of terror or dread. The believers are instructed to fear man, not to fear man. Matthew 10:28, Philippians 1:28, and Romans 8:31, because man cannot ultimately harm us. Why? Because if God is for us, and we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is for us, so if God is for us, who can be against us? Can you name one that can be against us? If we have the greater one down on the inside of us, and we have the greater one on the inside, who can be against us? Can't nobody be against us? We are somebody in Christ Jesus. We are somebody when we know who we are. We are somebody when we know it is not us, but it's the Christ that lives on the inside of us. Yes, fear will come, but what are you going to do when it comes? Are you going to yield to it, or are you going to face it on and let the devil know it's not me, but it's the Christ that lives in me, that reigns, hallelujah, the greater one, hallelujah, that is not fearful of you. You can't hurt me, hallelujah. When I have Christ in me, God said what? He said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. If he didn't give it to us, who gave it to us? The devil. And guess what? We ain't accepting nothing that he have, because everything that he have is not. It's coming to naught. He want us to go to hell with him, but we ain't going there. We going to have heaven right here on earth, and when we leave here, we going to heaven with our Father, and we're going to spend time together as sisters and brothers, so we got to let the greater one live on the inside of us and not fear what man can do to us, because if Christ is for us, who can be against us? God opened up opportunities to increase the gift that he has given us. Fear will come upon us. Fear is going to come because it's a slave of the devil. He don't want us to do what God has called us to do. Paul had warned Timothy when he was over the church against the fear, because he know fear is false evidence appearing real. So he put an ugly picture up there so he can make us be stagnant and not do what God has called us to do. Oh, but I thank and I praise God because God has delivered me from the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. I have the spirit of fear. God called me to be an evangelist. And I'll never forget when I was first at Apostle Richard Daniels Church and God was calling me to be an evangelist. And I was like, no, no, not me. I want to help people. I don't want to be in the front. No, no. And this brother said, you are an evangelist, and God has called you to be an evangelist. And I said, Lord, I'm not trying to talk about your people. I said, I ain't trying to talk about, I said, but I ain't no evangelist unless you say I'm an evangelist. And then God turned around. He said, you are my evangelist, and you're going to preach at Monument. I said, oh, no, that's the devil. Because why? Fear was there. Fear, false evidence appearing real. I dare that devil make me be fearful of God calling me. I have nothing. I can do nothing of myself, but I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I didn't call Wanda, but God called Wanda because he knew what was in Wanda, and he knew what he wanted to do with Wanda. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Yes, I ran. Yes, I ran. Where Pastor V, I thank God for you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I can't express the love that I have for you because all of us do, because God called you as a mother, an eagle. He knew I was going to meet you. He knew that he was going to use you. He knew that he said, my daughter is running, but I want you. I want you to push them out because, hallelujah, I got a word that I want to use them for. And she's fearful. When the Lord has spoke to you, I did not know that I was supposed to go forth. It was a misunderstanding. But when you called me and you told me, that fear gripped me. And I want to ask you to forgive me. I ask the Lord to forgive me because I will not run no more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God shall have his way in my life. Had I ran, I would have never met you all because I was the lady that brought me into artists. I was running. I was getting ready to give it up, but I couldn't give it up. She's been gone. But why not am I still here? Because it's ordained by God. And I thank God for you and Pastor not wrecking the train. I thank and praise God for you all doing what God has called you all to do. He said, give honor to whom honor is due. And I give honor to you and my sister. Keep on being the mother eagle that God have called you to be. Your eyes have not seen, neither has your ears heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God have prepared for you. God called me. I accept the call. And I'm not running no more. I'm not fearful no more. Yes, fear will come, but guess what? I'm going to face it fearlessly because I got the greater one down on the inside of me. God is for me. I know he's for me. So who can be against me? Can't nobody be against me because I got the greater one down on the inside. I'm dead. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, Wanda is living. But the Christ on the inside is living through Wanda because Wanda is dying. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that Christ may rise and get the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. So if God gave us, didn't give us fear, the devil gave us fear. So guess what? Now, it's three things. Now, that's one thing the devil have us running from fear. But guess what? It's three things that God gave us. He said, now, I ain't give you the spirit of fear. The devil gave you that. So now, this is what I gave you, daughter. He said, I gave you the spirit of power. I gave you courage. But, you know, he always told them in Joshua 1 and 5, he told them, be not afraid, be not afraid. You know, don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be fearful of the people. He don't want us to be afraid of the people because he wants us to get up there and just say what he, just allow him to say whatever he want to say and do whatever he want to do through us. He said, I done gave you power now to tread on that scorpion, the serpent, and over all the power of the enemy. And he said, nothing by any means shall hurt you, Wanda. I got to make it personal, y'all, because I've been allowing the devil to use people to hurt me, and I'll be, when they hurt me. Well, come on now. Who I think I am that the devil ain't going to, you know, everybody going to like me? They ain't like Jesus. So who I think I am? So glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord done said he won't hurt me. He said, now I done gave you the power, one, to tread on the scorpion. Now you do what you supposed to do. He's supposed to be under your feet, not in your head, not on your back. And then he said, now you got that power. You got to start in your home in Jerusalem and Samaria and all through all the parts of the earth. Okay, I'm moving right along. And so therefore I got the power. So I got the greater one down on the inside. All right, then he said, I gave you love. Number two, love to God, which will set us above the fear of man. If God is for us, who can be against us? He laid down his life. Ain't no greater love to lay down your life for your friend. Moving right along. Isaiah 26:3, what he said, sound man. We got the man of Christ, Philippians. He said, we got the man of Christ, y'all. So if we got the man of Christ, that devil, we know the battlefield is our man. It's the war in our man. If the devil get our man, he got us. But the Lord said he going to keep us in perfect peace because our man has stayed on him. We have a quietness of the man. But we somebody in Christ Jesus. I ain't nobody in Wanda. But, oh, glory be to God. I'm somebody in Christ Jesus. The devil want us to fear. You know, I was fear of dogs. And I'm going to say this, I'm moving quickly. I had a fear of dogs. Never got bit before in my life. But I went to this store, and I wanted to purchase something. And here come this big dog. And I was like, oh, and the man came out and fear just gripped me. And so, you know, I was so afraid. And the man, I asked him, did he have a product? He said, no, I don't have it. And, you know, he said, but you know what? I'd much rather you don't even come back because I don't want that environment in my area. I was like, oh, God, he's there. Oh, God. I said, oh, so I left. And I said, oh, Jesus. I said, Lord, here I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm fearful. I said, Lord, I want to go back. I went back to him, and I said, you know, I'm a child of God. I love the Lord. And I said, I was fearful. I said, but, you know, I got the greater one on me, and I was talking. I witnessed to him. That man turned around and told me he was having an affair at his house. He had vendors coming. He said, I'm going to allow you to be a vendor free. Come free and advertise your product. Didn't I go there and advertise my artist product? Well, glory be to God. Made that devil out of a lie. I faced that fear. I faced it trembling, but I faced that fear. Why? Because I got the greater one down on the inside. You people Amen. Are scared to fly in Jesus' name. All right, God bless you. God bless you. I'll turn it over to the host.
Amen, and praise God for you. Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
Yes, I can.
Amen. We just want to say thank you and glory be to God for that powerful word. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just say thank you for the word given this morning, that we will not have fear, but instead the power of a sound mind through faith and through the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we just want to say thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, individually and collectively. God, we just want to ask that you touch each and every one of us, our family members, our loved ones, and our friends and our neighbors. We speak life over Baltimore. We speak life over Chicago. We speak life over Missouri. We just speak life, United States and nation and country and worldwide. God, we just know that you have a master plan, and although it looks a little grim and murky through the natural eye, we know through the supernatural that you are pruning, God, and turning this season for the harvest to be ripe. So, God, we just want to say glory, hallelujah, and just thank you for blessing us with another day. And, God, we ask you to touch everybody under the sound of my voice, every pregnancy, every finance, every household, every relationship, every family member, every business, just every aspect of our lives, God. We give you the honor and the glory. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, and we also thank you for Artists International, the thread that hold us together. And, Lord, we will be so careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and not take credit for any blessing that has manifested through you. It is in Jesus' name and the power of the Holy Ghost that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, I'm pretty sure you want to hear this testimony and powerful word again, and you can do so by calling area code 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. And if you're just joining us a little bit late, we invite you to join us Monday through Friday, every day at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, and 5 a.m. Pacific for you to join the Master's Call. That number again, if you were bridged on by someone else, is 712-432-0075. Access code 957-677-POUND. Visit us on the web by going to www.themasterscall.net. And we are all about to jump off this call right now and join the MMC call, the Morning Motivational Call. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-POUND. Again, that's 539-598-POUND. We want to say thank you so much to Minister Brenda for greeting and seating God's children this morning with Jesus' joy. We want to say thank you, Minister Wanda, for such a powerful word, and we ask you to come back for our closing benediction. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. Are you there, Minister Wanda?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Lord, we will face our fears with the word of God, knowing that we have the victory. Thank you. We love you. God bless you all. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.